Hola, hola! Welcome to the Breakthrough Brand Show. I'm Fabi Paolini, and my mission on this podcast is to give you the behind-the-scenes stories, anecdotes, and unique perspectives behind building a premium brand that makes a real impact. I believe that when you create a message that is aligned with your truth, you can have the breakthroughs that changes lives. Each week, me and my guests share with you how we're making an impact with our message and the stories behind our success. So that being said, let's dive into today's episode. How do you create content that converts high-ticket clients into buyers, your audience into buyers? This is one of those questions that people often ask me, and I really want to get into it because a lot of people are experiencing similar things. They're creating a lot of content, really trying to get the best value out there and attract these people in, but they're getting a lot of objections in the process. So in this video, I'm going to walk you through some of the things that you need to take into account so that you stop attracting people that can't afford you and start attracting the people that are ready to take action so that you really start converting people into actual buyers. This is exactly what we do and how we kind of look at things in a unique way to be able to generate weekly high ticket sales that range from 5K all the way to 30K every single week, every single month. So let's kind of start with the beginning. For you to be able to create content that converts people into buyers, specifically high-ticket buyers, you have to have a really clear and deep understanding around what the problem that your audience has actually is. And this is one of those things that actually people tend to struggle with quite a bit because they think that they know the problem. But what I want you to get is that one thing is how you view the problem, and another thing is how your audience views the problem. And when we create content that is very specifically curated and created to speak to how they view the problem, it allows us to really be able to connect with them. Because, I mean, look at this. There's a lot of people right now in your niche, in your industry, that are speaking to your audience and like bombarding them with so much information about what the solution is and giving them value and all these different things. And the truth is that 90% of the content that you see out there sounds exactly like everybody else's. It's like three secrets to fit into your skinny jeans by Friday. Three ways to attract the love in your life. And it's like all of these things that are really kind of becoming generic and cliche, right? Like live your best life, grow your business, reach your potential. Things that really don't mean anything. So the first thing that you need to really focus on is understanding what your audience views the problem like. And it's like, how do you say overwhelm without using the word overwhelm? How do you say reaching your potential without saying the word reach your potential? What does that look like for that person? Get into the specifics. And I feel like people really struggle with this because they're like, well, Fabi, my audience has a lot of specifics. There's a lot of different symptoms. There's a lot of different scenarios. Yeah, we all have a lot of different scenarios and symptoms in our lives. But what you want to think about is number one, like the overarching theme between these people, like what are the common topics and things are coming up. But also, it's okay for you to go into some specifics and for some people to be like, well, this does not resonate. It doesn't mean that every piece of content that you're going to create is going to resonate with every single person with your audience. And I feel like this is one of the reasons why people struggle with niching down, because they're like, yeah, but if I go there, I'm going to leave people out because this is too specific. Yeah, but because you're not being specific enough, you're not attracting anybody. So you really want to think about, what does this problem look like in the day-to-day life of my audience? What does it feel like to have imposter syndrome? What does that mean? What are they not doing because they have imposter syndrome? What are they not doing because they're not attracting the love of their life? Like, what is actually going on? What is the problem? I feel like most people think that they're speaking to the problem, but they're actually speaking to the solution. It's like, oh, I'm going to help you improve your mindset. Well, that's not really a problem. That's just saying kind of like what the solution is, or I'm going to help you increase your confidence. This is the solution. It's not really the problem. So first thing first, it's what is the actual problem? The second piece is really understanding how your audience views the problem and what they believe that the problem is. Because the way that this works is You have somebody in your audience who has a problem and they have a belief around why they're experiencing that problem. And therefore, they're taking actions to solve that problem based on those beliefs. It's like, well, if I believe that the problem is that I'm not counting calories correctly and that's why I'm not losing weight, I'm going to try maybe different diet plans or things that are like, well, maybe it's not about counting calories or I need to do this or that. But maybe what the actual problem is that there's a hormonal imbalance. So it doesn't matter how much you change your diet or what you're trying, or if you're doing keto or you're doing fasting or whatever, you're still going to come across the same issues because your hormonal imbalance isn't fixed. And I'm obviously making this up. I'm not an expert in this topic at all. And maybe I said something wrong, but you get the point, right? So your audience has a belief around why they are experiencing the problem, and they're taking a set of actions to solve that problem based on that belief. And therefore, it's like they're going into this loop and cycle of, okay, I'm going to try something else, but I still believe that the problem is the same thing. So I'm still approaching the thing in the same way. This is literally what happens to the majority of my audience. My audience thinks that they have a marketing problem, so they try to fix it with more marketing. Let me hire a TikTok coach. Let me do a new funnel. Let me do a live launch. Let me use Facebook more. Let me do YouTube. Let me do this or that, or let me start a podcast. But because the message isn't fixed, they really are not honestly fixing the problem. They're just kind of going in the same loop and trying to solve the problem with the same approach, just slightly different, right? So therefore, you're not really fixing the problem. So what your job is through your content is to really shift your audience's beliefs. Really get them to look at the problem in a different way so that they take a new set of actions that get them to the result that they desire. So how we do this is by really poking holes in the beliefs that they have around why they have this problem. We're doing this through showing them evidence by bringing in really unique, kind of like, you know, custom created concepts and ideas and phrases that you're coining as your own that really represent why you believe your audience has a problem, what the root cause of the problem is. And like, again, we're poking poking holes in their beliefs so that they start to shift the way in which they are perceiving the problem, perceiving why the problem is happening, and therefore start taking a new set of actions and start taking action towards the thing that you are proposing instead. So when we have these things in the back of our mind, what that really allows us to do is really start creating content that is really focused on creating light bulb moments where you're giving your audience like eureka moments, right? Like these breakthroughs where they're like, I never thought of it like that. I didn't understand it like that. I hadn't seen it like that. And therefore, you're starting to move your offer or your solution from a nice to have to a need to have. Like, this is what I need to really solve my problem. I use this by focusing on something that I call your angle of mastery. So the angle of mastery for me is about your unique way of looking at the problem, your unique way of looking at the solution, and showing them that your way is the way that's actually going to get them the result. That is what the angle of mastery is about. It's about your premise, about your POV, your point of view, your way of looking at things, your way of looking at the world. And this is something that only you can do because you obviously are unique and different and have a set of experiences, of stories, of, you know, skills, of things that you've learned over the years that you're bringing together to kind of show people your unique way of solving the problem. My angle of mastery, for example, is the angle of mastery. And that is really what I focus on a lot in my message. So when you create content for that content to convert, you want to make sure that you're poking holes at their beliefs. You want to make sure that you're showing them that angle of mastery and why your solution is the actual solution. This is why for me, it is 1000% a messaging issue the great majority of the time. Like if you are getting leads in your business or not getting leads, actually, you know, if you are, or like, actually, you know, it's really about thinking about, okay, how do I know if it is messaging that's the issue? That's why I'm not converting. Well, if you're getting 100 people and you're in your funnel, for example, or in your business, and you're not getting enough of those people to convert, let's say like less than 1% of the people buy, that is very clearly a messaging issue. If you're getting people on the phone, and I would say 80% or more of the people that you talk to don't buy, this is very clearly a messaging issue. If you're testing different marketing strategies and you're trying different things and you're doing funnels and you're tweaking your webinars or you're doing live launches or you're doing all these things and your conversion numbers are not improving, that is a messaging issue. So if you want to be able to create content that converts, it really comes down to evaluating your message to make sure that you're speaking to your audience in the right way, thinking about what the problem is, why they think they have a problem, and what your unique solution is. And really bringing this full circle so that they have those moments where they realize that your approach is going to be the approach that's going to help them. And that is basically what you want to do to be able to create demand or a need for your solution or your way of looking at things. So I have created a PDF guide that walks you through my top brand message content framework. So this is literally what I do in my own business to generate those weekly high ticket sales through our content creation. So I walk you through not only five brand content or brand message content frameworks, but I give you over 12 examples, 10 different ways to implement this. Like, this is really gold with templates, with scripts, with a lot of different things. Make sure that you click below to sign up for that guide right now, the High Ticket Client Accelerator, which really walks you through how to create content that converts. And again, at the end of the day, this is about figuring out the way in which you're going to convey to your audience why your solution is a solution that they need, why your approach is the right approach that's going to get them to where they want. That is what makes people buy from you. It's when they truly believe that your solution is the thing that they were looking for to truly solve that problem. It makes a massive difference in your business when you do that as well. The last thing that I want to share with you is that I can very happily hop on a free 15-minute call with you where I can evaluate your message and give you some of those blind spots that you're not seeing right now that will allow you to increase your conversions right now. Make sure that you go to brandamessagesession.com to book that right now, or find the button below and book it right there. So let me know if this helps. Let me know what you want to hear me talk about next, and make sure that you follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Facebook, all the places, and I will see you next week. Bye. Gracias for listening to today's episode of the Breakthrough Brand Show. To listen to more episodes or to be featured as a guest, go to fabipaolini.com/podcast for more details. Can I ask you for something? If you got value out of this episode, would you share it on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it online. If you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let me know about the show and include the hashtag Breakthrough Brand Show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure that you don't miss any episode, go ahead and subscribe right now. Your thumbs up, rating, amor, love, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean so much to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, fabipaolini.com, or follow me everywhere as Fabi Paolini. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Con amor, Fabi.